Why water baptism? Bar 24. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's, of course, on the international plus 27 code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you were participating in the study, I urge you to go to part one. It's very important because you've missed quite a bit of information, and start from the beginning. It's very important to subscribe to this channel to be able to be notified about the different studies that we are busy with. The notification is totally free. Share this link with your friends and family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. It's very important to know that this study is all about Yahushua and the grace of Yahushua, and about the spiritual funeral. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Why water baptism? That's a question that's been asked many, many times in life already. Is it necessary? Can you remember how we started the study where we ask about baby christening, immersing people? If somebody were immersed, do they need to be immersed again if they were not immersed in the right names? And we went through a couple of points, I think 8 or 9 points that first morning. And this study up to this stage has answered a lot of those questions that has been asked. So it says in verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Yesterday morning when we stopped, I was actually busy saying something, that we have authority in Yahushua not to let sin reign in our bodies. Or the opposite, we are the only ones who can allow sin to operate in our mortal bodies. Nobody else can take my name from the book of life. Nobody except myself. That you shall also obey it. Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall also obey it. With other words, participate in it. In the lust thereof. You see, there are different forms of sin. There are a massive, a vast majority of sins that can affect anybody's life, everybody's life. It's not only the lust, but the lust of the sin. The desire to do sin. And to me, that is sin that we are knowingly doing. We know we're going to sin, but we don't care. That's the dangerous part of it. Where we actually are playing with our eternal life. It's like throwing a ball up and catching it, throwing a ball. We're playing with grace, knowingly. Verse 13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Don't make your body an instrument of the devil. An instrument is something that you use. But instead, we rather want to make a sound of gladness unto the grace that we have received. We don't want to bend the knee to sin. And it's not because of ourselves. It's because of Christ. Living in Christ. Walking in Christ. Believing Christ. Who is Yahushua? We are not to allow your body to become a member as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourself unto Yahweh Almighty. There is nobody better. Yahweh the Father or the Son, Yahushua. We are actually one. But yield yourself unto Yahweh Almighty as those that are alive from dead. After we came from the water grave, unto Yahweh, we live, we yield ourselves, and we live as somebody that arose from the dead. In the same manner that Yahushua did. And your members as instruments, your members, my body, my soul's dimension, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahweh Almighty, our Heavenly Father. We must strive to be a blessing unto Yahweh and Yahushua. Yahushua hasn't just walked the road 70% or 80%. There's a song that says he could have called 1,000 angels. But he died alone for me and for you. We need to live in holiness every day of our lives. When we get up in the morning, that must be our aim for today. This day, we need to be members and instruments of righteousness in our businesses, in our families, in our homes, in our children, in our congregations, in the place where Yahweh has placed us. We need to be an instrument of joy. Righteousness to me is connected with joy and being glad in that which Yahushua has done unto us. He's given us salvation through Christ in His blood. For every one of us to walk in faith. Father's got a plan with every one of us in this 21st century. He has a plan for you listening to this or participating in this study about immersing in water. He says, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. This is unto the bride of Yahushua. Sin shall have no dominion over you. Sin will not control your life. Sin will not destroy your life. Why? Because you are not to allow it into your life. Did you know only us can allow sin into our lives? Only we can, if we open the door for the devil to come in. But if that door is closed and stay closed and sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh, and by door I mean my soul's dimension, we have the right, whenever any demonic powers comes with different mindsets and thoughts, to disband it immediately, to send it back where it comes from, but not to participate in it. He says, for you have dominion For sin hath no dominion over you. Why? He's been destroyed on the cross of Golgotha. Yahshua, through his blood, has destroyed the dominion of sin in your life. And this is one of the things that the devil used, especially when somebody was immersed, coming to repentance, was immersed. They're trying to walk the road of righteousness. The devil will use every little opportunity to try and infiltrate your life, to break you down. And sometimes you will use those that's nearest to you to bring you down, to break you down. But the word says that sin has no dominion. Why? Because Yahshua has paid the full price. The full price. We, as part of the bride of Yahshua, we walk through faith. We walk in the righteousness of Yahshua. And because we walk as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh, sin shall not have dominion in your life. I can preach as much as I like. I can teach as much as I like. But only as the one who participate in the study, you can only be the one to open your soul's dimension for the Ruach HaKodesh or for the voice of sin. And it's not the moment that you come to repentance, the moment that you've been immersed, there's no onslaught of sin. No. The devil will try his utmost to break you down. And the word says that sin will have no dominion. It shall not have dominion over you. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin has got no right. Why? Because the blood has already been shed. For ye are not under the law. You what? For sin shall have no dominion over you. Look at my fingers. As part of the bride of Yahshua. For ye are not under the law, the 613 laws of Moses, but under grace. He says what? But under grace. The 613 laws couldn't save nobody. The law has brought death. The 613 laws has brought death. But today we, as part of the bride of Yahshua, as the two kingly laws, hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must serve him with your mind, your soul, and your body. And you, second one, you must love your brother and your neighbor like yourself. There's no greater law than these two laws. And that is part of the life of a Yahvist, the bride of Yahshua. Dominion has no, or the sin has no dominion over you. For we are not under the law. The Messianic people, they all want to live under the law. If you live under the law, sin will have dominion over you. It's because of what sin has done through the 613 laws of Moses that we 2,000 years ago received a new testament of grace through the blood of Yahshua hanging on a cross. And that came through grace. He says, read the scripture, Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, 613 laws of Moses. That's a bride. But under grace. Grace through the blood of Yahushua. We don't receive grace in no other way. On no other stage except through the blood of Yahushua. Understanding what we've studied this week so far, we need to listen to the next question in verse 15. We need to listen and listen very well. Verse 15, what then? Apostle Paul is asking a question now. What then? Shall we sin because we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, are not under the law or the 613 laws of Moses, but under grace? Question mark. Yahweh Almighty forbid. Time has caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, with Father's will, we're going to continue in verse 15. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.